Hello, Dance Amigos. It's Clint from Studio Success Formula, and today our lesson is on financial freedom feedback. Now, I want to ask you a question. What do you think of when you hear the word feedback? Does your heart rate increase? Maybe you feel a little bit sick in the stomach, and that's only natural. As human beings, there's certain feedback we love and certain feedback we don't. For example, you get ready for a romantic dinner with your partner and they say, "Wow, honey, you're a knockout. I'm so lucky to be with someone as amazing as you." Feedback we don't like could go something like when we meet someone for a first date and they say, "Sorry, I'm not interested. You're too old and definitely not my type." Feedback can hurt, but as a studio owner, you need to continually be asking and gracefully receiving feedback from your students and their parents. Now, before you skip this lesson, please hear me out. Over the last few years, many of my clients have implemented feedback checkpoints into their calendar year so that they can ensure they're providing the best service possible. I mean, who wouldn't take a bit of pain for a lot of gain? And that's exactly what feedback does. It can certainly sting sometimes, but at the end of the day, it helps us to grow our business. So, why should you be implementing a feedback strategy into your studio? Well, there are multiple reasons. So I now want to run through with you the top six reasons you want to be grabbing feedback from your students and parents. Number one, which you can see on the screen, is referrals. If you're like most dance studios, a huge amount of your new student inquiries would come from current student referrals. You don't want any reason why a student or parent wouldn't recommend your studio. In fact, I'm sure you want them to be raving fans. It's important that you check in to ensure there are no frustrations. Number two, loyalty. You never want to be surprised when a family just leaves or doesn't come back the following year. It's important that you find out any issues straight away so that they're faced with some awesome customer service. You want to be the most responsive studio out there without being on call for all the small issues. Number three is retention. People lie, I'm afraid. So when you ask someone how they're finding things flat out, they'll say, "Oh, just fine." Then they'll go home and complain to their friends and family. It's important you make feedback really easy for them so they don't feel like it's awkward or that you'll blacklist them. Little niggles can build up over time, which is then the perfect time for a competing school to step in and grab them from you. Number four, student acquisition. By receiving feedback means that you can publish it as a testimonial on your website, social media, and promotional material. This provides evidence you're a great studio and will make new families more comfortable in coming to try class with you. Number five, reputation. Feedback allows you to hear from your students and families first before they tell their friends. It's great feedback then. It's really great to get this feedback and you can give them a high five and thank them. If it's not so good, then you can fix it before they go and tell the world. The important thing here is that there's an open door for them to give you feedback and for you to respond with empathy and support along with providing a solution. That is key. And number six, motivation. Have you ever had, really glowing feedback that makes you so motivated and driven to do better? I'm sure you have. You know, it happens. When we receive awesome feedback, when people tell us, that we're doing a really awesome job, we really want to take it to the next level. So, now that we understand the awesome benefits of receiving feedback, let's talk about how you can generate the best results through receiving feedback. Now, I'm not talking about how you can make the feedback all good. I'm talking about how you can get the best feedback that's going to assist you in providing the best services possible. So number one we've got here, gain clarity around your objectives. So there's feedback forms that studio owners take notice of and make changes from the feedback. And then there's feedback forms that go out because you should do them, yet they end up in the bin because everyone is wrong. If you're going to implement a feedback system, make sure you treat them seriously and that you plan to go through them and pay attention to what people are saying. I've seen feedback forms work against studios who take no suggestions, not speak with any of the parents, and then they think that, you know, what is being said is ignored. So this can backfire on you and you could end up losing students. Number two, make the feedback process easy and efficient. You know, have you ever been sent an email after you've purchased a product or service and it's about 20 questions long? Do you do it? Of course you don't, unless you've had a really bad experience and you want to let them know how you feel. Make the feedback process at your studio really simple for your students and parents to participate in. So multiple choice, a plain text answers are best. Respect their time, and instead of giving away a prize for incentivizing them to fill in their feedback, you know, just let them know that their voice is going to be heard and that you're going to take some action. Number three is develop relevant questions for your feedback forms. You want to ensure that your questions are short, sharp, and to the point, and most of all, relevant for them and you. We'll talk about more examples in a minute, but as an example now, a question like, do you like your teacher, could be replaced with, on a scale from 1 to 5, how inspiring, energetic, and encouraging is your teacher, with 5 being the best outcome. Number four, send your feedback form at the best time. Think about the events that are happening in your studio when you could ask for feedback afterwards. It could be at the end of a month or term, possibly after a concert or recital or after your dancing exams. Sending surveys immediately after big events means that their thoughts are still fresh and they haven't had time to stew over any potential problems. You'll get it straight at that point. Number five, share feedback. It's important that your team are aware of the feedback that has come in. Celebrate the wins and take the lessons from the not so positive feedback. This process is about everyone growing and learning. And number six, evaluate your feedback strategy. As with every aspect of your business, you need to evaluate if this process is providing you with the best results. Ask yourself, is student and parent satisfaction improving? Are you increasing student retention? Are you receiving great comments and displaying them on your website and on social media and in promotional materials? Is your team's customer service issues reducing? So, what are the types of feedback forms that you can implement into your studio? There's a few. There's a new enrollment feedback form where you would check with people how the whole enrollment process was for them. There's an exit survey. So when a student or parent decides to leave your studio, they get sent a survey that asks them around their reasons for leaving and what you could improve. There's teacher feedback from students and parents. So students and parents every couple of months can give feedback on the teachers. There's student feedback from students, studio feedback from students and parents, where the students and parents can give you feedback about the studio. Then there's studio feedback from teachers, so where the teachers can fill out an anonymous survey and send it back to you about their thoughts on how the studio is going. And then there's regular feedback forms that people can fill in at any time, either at the studio or online. So that completes our feedback frenzy lesson. I hope you received some awesome tips on implementing a feedback strategy into your studio. Now, you don't need to go ahead and create everything straight away. I just want to put, you know, I want to put the aspect of getting feedback in your studio as a really important element of building a go-to studio. I know sometimes it's hard to hear feedback from people, but you're going to be a better person and build a better studio because of it. I've loved having you on this lesson. Thank you again so much for your time and how much time you're investing in this program. I'm very grateful, and I'm hopeful, and I'm sure that you're seeing a great transition and a great transformation in you and also your studio. Take care. See you next time. Bye.